Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Doing a little
And
bit
we
of
have as
smarty
our,
pants.
yes, and we have as our question master. I don't know why I always want to say quest master.
Well, she's kind
Maybe.
of that too.
Yeah, okay. Whatever master you want to be, Tiffany. Hello. So what
Hey.
master do you want to be, Tiff?
I guess it depends on how the wind blows that day.
Oh, okay.
I
All
thought
right.
for sure she would come back with Master of the Universe.
I'm
But
not like,
try
I no, I'm not, I'm humble, Tracy. I'm humble.
Sorry. Yep. She's the master of the universe of questions.
Yes,
Yeah.
of questions. We won't hold it back in.
Reel it back into the questions. I like it. So tell us, what would you like everyone to do?
I would like, oh, I'm over here reading these
I
messages.
know. You get the little messages that pop up.
I would like y'all come on in, tell us where you're from, that you light up the grid when you do that. You light up your part of the grid, and that is super, super important and super, super cool. And we all get to see where we're from, and so that we know that none of us are alone. I know you feel like you're alone sometimes, but we're not. You're in exactly where you're supposed to be to do the work that you're doing. And this is where we all come together and shine our lights. And Tracy.
Shine. I feel like there's a song in this somewhere
I
today.
think there is.
Oh, might have to work on the song. Okay. What I would like everyone to do is we would love, love, love your questions, your thoughts, but mostly your questions, because then we can ponder them and think about them and maybe express our feelings around them. So if you would like to ask a question, please put Tiffany in capital letters, Goddess Tiffany, Princess Tiffany, Butterfly Tiffany. And let's get her attention. Emojis, exclamation points, happy faces, do it all. Get that in there with Tiffany's name. That way she knows it's a question. I'm going to say this again, and I know that it probably only hits a handful of you because you're all still coming into the show, but if you are on my Facebook page, for some reason, the questions do not come through. So either go to the Dolores Cannon page, the QHHT page, the other lady that's on here, her page, or my YouTube page. Those questions come through, but for some reason, my Facebook page does not. And I'm sad about it, but every time I go over there and I see people that were saying hi that didn't show up on our feed, so please go to one of the other spots to post your question. If you just want to say hi to me, I do see those when I go back over there, so that part's okay. All right. I don't know anything about what's going on energetically right now,
That was my next question.
I haven't watched anything on it because my day has been like da, 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 da. But what I do know is we are being stretched and expanded. So I don't know where that fits in astrologically, but have you guys been feeling it? We're making room for more. So just be prepared, right? Yeah, we could, there's how much can we handle? We're making room for more. And that expansive energy is showing up in the sense of what do you need to empty out of the closet to fit more into the closet. So, now I have heard that there's good news. Hold up, it's not all bad. I love your reactions to that. I heard that the solstice is going to be a turning point where there's going to be some reprieve. So, it'll start getting a little lighter. Yeah. It's just like I've been going through the yo-yo up and down. It's like, oh, this, no, this, oh, this, no, this.
No.
Just give it
What
to
I
me.
always like about the 21st is that, it's the shortest day of the year. So right after that, it starts getting longer. I get so excited because this is it. Now we get longer again.
I like the longer days, I will admit. It is weird when it's dark out and I feel like there's so much day left. Yeah, when I'm like, oh, I should probably go to bed, and I look at it's 7:30. I'm like, oh,
No.
guess there's time I can find a movie on Netflix.
Yeah, gotta do something else.
yeah, I can't go to bed. I'll be up at 4 a.m. So yeah, indeed. However, have you noticed anything about your sleep patterns? Yeah, like for me, the last couple of nights has been hard to get to sleep. Like I'm a little, and that could be because I've been eating this delicious, intense orange chocolate. That might
That
be
can do
playing
it
into
because
it.
there's ca you do know there's caffeine in chocolate, right?
Anyway, but it's so good. Anyways,
I just
a little
I
higher
kind
on
of
sleep,
stop
but
it about the same time I would stop tea on the day. It's like, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Well, what I'm finding though is that once I'm asleep, then I am knocked out. And then when the alarm goes off, I'm like, no.
No, not yet.
Yeah. And where my patterns used to be, I'd go to sleep and I'd wake up probably moments before the alarm would go off. But man, when that alarm wakes me up, it's a whole different world than when I wake up on my own. So,
That's
what
why
do
I
you
don't use
think
it. No alarms allowed.
about? Oh, well, sometimes I have to be on time to things. So,
I just wake up.
well,
I'm
you
consistent.
have more discipline than I
I
do.
have an internal alarm that is never fails.
Wow.
I call malarkey. We do use the alarm sometimes. Oh, when I have a 7 a.m. flight and I have to get up at whatever, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, then I'll use it because that's not my normal time of getting up. And I'm gonna, but actually, I do wake up.
Tell us, Tiffany.
I
Tell
want
us
to be
the
sure.
truth.
What else do you know, Tiff?
Yeah.
What? Oh,
Just
that was it. See, her
yes.
alarm is not fail safe. She has to set an alarm. I tell her that every time. She always says, my alarm is bulletproof. I will wake up and I I'll,
do.
okay, so we don't need to set an alarm for 3 a.m. Well, that doesn't count. Yeah, 3 is not a normal time. But like I said, I do wake up. I just don't want to trust it at that point because I know that that's not a normal time. And that could be when you really go to deepest sleep. And I'm like, oh,
You don't want to miss a flight.
I don't want to miss a flight. No, it's
All right.
bad enough you got to get up at 3.
It is, yeah. I know. My poor son, he's my chauffeur to the airport. He'd probably agree with you. Although he probably hasn't been to bed yet. He just will, I'll go to bed. He'll stay up and then, yeah, he'll make sure I get up on time. So it works.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. What else we got? You guys telling us where you're from? Are we ready to hear about that?
I'm ready.
All right.
Hopefully they're telling us.
Tiffany, are they telling us where they're from?
Have a few. We have Florida, Australia, Canada, Georgia, Ohio, New Zealand, Alaska, Kansas, Michigan, Canada, Texas, Massachusetts, Thailand,
Love it. I like it.
Kansas City, London slash Ireland,
Oh,
Pennsylvania,
Pennsylvania. Very cool.
Georgia,
Okay.
oh, California, Canada, Oklahoma, Massachusetts, New Mexico, Canada. They all jumped in there. Wonderful. See, you're all over the place. Everybody, fantastic. Can you see the grid lighting up?
Making itself known. I did that today with somebody I was talking to about where she was, like her location, her kids' locations. She was talking about it. And I said, if you were to put that on a map and draw lines like a dot to dot, what does it make? And it made a pyramid. It was cool.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I was like, there's something about what you're telling me. I feel like we want to draw this out. So that's kind of fun. If you guys have family that are in different places or very important people in your life, maybe it's fun to
It's like,
connect
why?
the dots.
Why
Yeah.
this?
Is that? What is that making? All kinds of fun things. I did that one time with I can't remember what it was. We were drawing ley lines or something, or looking for, yeah, we were looking for ley lines. Me and a couple other gals, we were just kind of looking at the ley lines, and we looked at, they were from, I think, Turkey. Anyways, when we
Oh,
zoomed
yeah.
in on the area that they were born in, they were, the ley lines made a star, and they were in the middle of the star. It was like, you can't make that
No.
So it's fun
That's
to
so
do those
cool.
things. Yeah, sometimes it's just fun thing to jump in and look at. So absolutely. I don't know if I have any stories to tell other than this is my life right now, and same with everyone else, right? I don't know if I've talked to anybody that hasn't had in the last few weeks, like, just some heavy stuff going on. And it doesn't have to be that it's bad stuff or you know, bad news or anything. It's just the energy is kind of heavy, which is
I feel
interesting.
like the energy's lightened up. But it was very heavy.
Well, and it can feel too like something that just happened a week ago feels like it was forever ago. Yeah, like it lightened up like that. Yeah. So, and then other things that are like, how long have I been doing this? And it's still going. You know, it's like, so
Will it
a little bit of
ever
everything
end?
in there, a little bit of everything going on. But you guys, it's what's going on with you guys? And ask us some questions. Get us going here. Let's start it up. So
Juice is going,
yeah, we need to warm these things up. Stephanie, my darling dear, is there anything for us yet as far as questions?
Well, since you're talking about energies, this question is from Margaret. How are all these solar flares affecting our Earth energies?
Yeah. I know how they affect me personally. They make me sleepy. And I did, I fell asleep the other day. I was supposed to go to a white elephant Christmas party, and I did make it, but luckily I set an alarm because I was like, I'm feeling sleepy. I better set an alarm.
Yeah, when
But
it's an odd time, it's like, yeah.
yeah. But you know, here's the information that I have coming in about all the things. You know, we got AI Atlas, we've got solar flares, we've got retrogrades, we've got all the things, right? It just, there's some information that's coming in, or some, how do I want to say this? It's like some activations to get us into some other ways of thinking, is how I might would say it. It's getting us out of our old stinking thinking and into some new ways of processing and thinking and creating. And again, like there's supposed to be this little reprieve in there. However, with that reprieve, when I was doing one of the channels, doing a channel with Daniel thing for the YouTube, he was saying, enjoy the downtime because in about 6 weeks it's going to kick up again. So I don't know what that is. Just, and maybe somebody that does astrology, is there something coming in that time frame? That would be interesting. What would 6 weeks be like? The middle, like the end of January? Like maybe
Yeah,
first
thanks.
of
So that
February?
just happened.
Yeah.
You just
Yeah.
got okay.
This last 2 days
Yeah,
of
we're in the middle of
there.
December, so that'd be about the end of January.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't know what that might be, but the solar flares, my understanding is when we get the solar flares, it's doing things energetically to the planet to level it up for that 5D frequency. And it's probably leveling up our DNA and all that stuff too.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it there as far as like I code get, they just keep saying codes. So I was going to use another word and they just keep saying codes. So it's codes on the planet, but also us, we're being downloaded with
Yeah,
things. So,
which is
and that will
why we're
affect us.
feeling that is a lot of stuff coming in. Yeah, which is why we're making room, purging the stuff that's.
Sure. Let go of the old codes, bring in the new codes.
Yeah. Yeah,
How
let go of these constructs.
profound.
I know, right? Like, Take out the old. It's not working for you. That was stylish 20 years ago. Stop doing it. That behavior worked then, not now. So we're getting rid of that. Yeah. Perfect. Anything else?
No, it'll come in clear. I'm seeing pictures, but there's no words to it yet, so to be
Okay.
continued.
To be continued. Oh, butterfly in the sky.
This is from RL. I am noticing the wonky time shifts. The veils between timelines is so thin. Can you comment on this?
Absolutely. Just did a video on the timelines. We are collapsing. So we've always been collapsing timelines. Like when we rise up, when we move out of a frequency that we're not going to go back into, those timelines drop away, right? Like we're moving
Yeah,
out
they
of
don't stay there so we
timelines.
can go back. It's like we're
Yeah,
done. We've
they're
completed
done.
it. We're done.
Yeah, they're
Just go away. They're
collapsing.
gone.
Things that I've been told and things that I've also heard from others is that timelines, I heard somebody say timelines are merging right now. So I'll share that. I don't know what that looks like. What I've seen is that, again, we're narrowing it down to fewer timelines. So say instead of 20 timelines that you're shifting all over the place, and that's why your moods or your things are going back and forth to a say five timelines where you're going to flex a little bit, but you're going to maintain and stay a little more steady.
I have a question about that. Are you more aware because it's fewer timelines? Are you more aware when you switch, when you shift?
I imagine you are. I
That's what
imagine
I'm
we all
thinking
are.
too. And I think that's
Yeah.
part of the purpose.
Well, and remember back in not that long ago, we were talking about how we're going to remember more than one timeline, and then it's going to get confusing because we don't know which what's real. Wait, I remember this two different ways. Well, they both happen, but which timeline are you on? Which version of it? And I've talked about this before too, and I think that we both have touched on this where I'll see pictures of myself in the picture and I don't remember being there. And it's like, that's weird. How can I
Who is
remember this? Yeah,
that?
that person looks like me. Yeah. And I don't remember it. Well, I don't remember being there for that picture, and because I, it was a different timeline. And those are, I don't want it to make it sound like we're experiencing dementia or forgetfulness or whatever it is. These are clues that we leave ourselves so that we understand that we are doing these jumps between the timelines. So we leave ourselves these little subtle clues that other people will laugh off as just silliness or whatever. But we know, and it's like, okay, this is really standing out to me. Why don't I remember being in that photo? Or being at this event, this place, even. And it's because we want to remember that we're doing this timeline thing.
Yeah, we want to be conscious of it that we're doing it. But I'm also getting, something I said earlier today was that it's all, about being present. It's like being in the now. And when we're in the now and fully present, we're not thinking of past or future. And so it's really difficult to navigate. I mean, it's like you're not thinking of time. And so time has a whole different concept. And I think that, we're always moving among these dimensions.
Yeah.
And so now I'm asking questions in here too, because it's like, okay, with that thought process and you're in the now, are you aware? Because you're not holding on to the past or the future. You're just in the now. So are you, do you see where I'm going with that?
I think I understand what you're trying to say. Yeah, that it's
Then explain, can you explain it to everybody else?
well, if you're staying in the now, in the moment. Does it matter? Does it really matter what the past and the.
Exactly. So it's like we want to be conscious of it, but does it matter?
Yeah.
And
And I think we're
there.
letting go of that wanting it to mean something too. Like that's a big thing with anything, wanting things to mean something, giving them a label or a name, or when we say, ooh, what dimension is that? And it's like it doesn't matter.
No,
They're all
it
keys on the
doesn't.
piano, right? It doesn't matter which pitch it is. It's not better or worse. It all needs to be there to create the music, to create the frequency And so, if someone's saying, oh, I'm in the 10th dimension, it's like, okay, and that's wonderful, and you're going to have a different experience there. And someone in the seventh dimension might have a different experience there. And I always go to that radio analogy where you're turning the knob and getting a different, over here, you're going to listen
Frequency,
to country. Over here, you're going to listen to rock and roll. Over here, you're going to get classic.
It's where's your
It's
dial?
all music, and it can all fit perfectly for whatever you're experiencing. You're going to experience that. But it doesn't make one better than the other. It just where you're at the moment. So there, I talked a lot and I don't know if I said anything.
Oh, it was good talking.
I'll be in the moment of that.
I feel like we had there were gems in there. That's why it was like all this stuff's coming in. It's like, okay, let's just talk about it. It doesn't have to make a point or anything. It's just some really cool.
Just be in the experience you're in and present with that. And when it's appropriate, the attachment to things, wanting things to be something. Yeah, that's where I was going with that. But it's all an experience. And yeah, some of the experiences we like better than others, but at the end of the day, we learned from all of it. So
It's always about what did you learn? What did you learn? What did you learn?
yeah.
That's the purpose of every single experience. I
That's why we're here.
know. Yeah. So why? What are you learning?
What are we learning? Oh, all right. Are we ready for the next one?
Sure. Let's see what else we
Should
can.
we just make the no words? Let's see if she'll read our minds.
Fabulous Tiffany, are there white, like milk white, tall outer earth beings? I saw something like that in a pre-dream vision.
Ooh.
Yes.
I
I
You're refer
more
to
aware of
them
all the
too.
different beings that
I
there are.
refer
That
to
could
them as the
also be
tall white
guides,
ones.
I would think, too.
Could be guides, but there are tall white beings, and I refer to them as tall whites.
There you go. I think mom referred to them as tall whites also.
And from what I understand, they are healers, kind of like the healing angels, like Archangel Raphael, that type of thing. But they're healers. They come in and they help us to heal.
Yeah, I saw one in a dream. I think I've talked about this before, and I think that makes so much sense because I was in nursing school at the time, and the being presented itself in a nursing uniform, and that makes so much sense.
Oh.
They're a healer, nursing, it's like
And they
that
use
was
our references, don't they? It's so crazy.
absolutely, and that made sense to me. I mean, I wasn't tying, I just thought, well, it's because I'm in nursing school, so it was making it something that I could relate to, but that makes so much sense. Healer. I know that as well. Oh my gosh, this just came in. I learned after all the nursing stuff, and I was through all that. And like, whenever the universe is like, you've got to go another direction. And then someone was telling me, well, you went into nursing because you knew you were a healer. And that was the only avenue. There's nursing and a doctor. Those are the two avenues available to people in my generation. It's like now there are so many avenues available if you feel that healing sense in you, that's like, and so that could have been one, it was relating to, but they could also been telling me, trying to deliver that message of this is, because when that person told me that, it was just like, what? I don't understand. Because I've already been through 20 years of nursing at that point, and they're like, well, you're a healer. I'm like, no. No.
Don't understand.
So, yeah, so that could have been just trying to give me a subtle message back then.
How cool is that? That question was very inviting for information to come through. I love that.
Yeah,
Very good.
thank you.
That's cool. All right, Miss Tiff, what you got?
This question is from Pat. Tiffany, precious daughter of Julia.
Oh, very
He
well done,
is.
Pat.
I've had chemotherapy recommended for treatment for a cancer diagnosis, but my gut tells me no. How do I make a decision not based on fear? I feel a treatment that is not toxic to my body's immune system is a better choice. But feeling pressure to follow traditional Western treatment. How do
Yeah.
I eliminate fear from my decision making? That's a really good question. Really, really good one, because the medical system, the Western medical system, is really good. They love using the fear tactics, and not even the medic, not just the medical system, or it's a lot of different things use it. But I've seen all of that recently as well. I'm going watching these things like that, and it's like, and at first it's like, oh, why do they do this? And I get all angry, and then it's like, well, wait a minute, let me look at it from a different way. And I keep trying to look at it from different perspectives, like, how did they get there? And
Right.
that's, I think that some of that's from my nursing background. It's like, what pulled me into there? And I love the science of it. I love the body. I love, all these things that work. And so I feel like these people, you get that scientific, Tiffany, you can probably relate to this. You have the scientific part that, that's happening, and it's like, this is so cool that we can know these things, we can do these things, we can help prevent these things. And I feel like that's where they are coming from, and they're learning more and more things. It's like, well, we that, but it kind of gets off kilter a little bit. It's like, well, you need us to XYZ. So this is where they go. And but I don't think it starts as bad, in their mind process and their thought process. I think it's like, I really want to help you. And then it becomes an obligation. And there are different factors in there that push and apply pressure. But I don't want to go down that road, to drug companies and all these different things, But I think ultimately they have your best interest at heart, is what I, with what they know. But I say, follow your gut. You know your body better than anyone. And your body, just talk to your body. And what feels right to it. And I understand the pressure. Oh my gosh. That's just where you have to remove yourself from that situation, as far as whatever's, if you can get yourself out of it, because it's usually in the system, it's in the office, it's in, these places. And it's like, okay, you can just say, thank you very much. I'm gathering information. If you maybe you can say that to yourself, I'm just getting information. And then get someplace neutral, or someplace that is just for you, where you can be quiet and you can analyze everything. And what is it I want to do? What is it my body is really trying to tell me? Is this really necessary? Because they will push everything. But like I said, I feel like they really are thinking they're doing the best for you, but you know what's best for you. You are the ultimate person that knows what's best for you. Trust
Yeah.
that.
And there's so much research out there. I learned the other day because I was like, now when I Google stuff, it's like AI is in charge of everything and it brings up, it does these weird answers sometimes. And sometimes I just want what I used to have. I found out you can put in there, don't have AI answer this, and then Google search it and it'll start coming up the way it used to. But,
Oh, okay.
there's so much information out there about alternate treatments and different things, and I'm sure you've been down the rabbit holes, but those might help get you inspired in a different direction as well. That might find you might find some alternate treatments that are going to be the right thing for you, and you'll feel
Well, sometimes I mean, there might be a
it.
minuscule something and they want to hammer it with heavy stuff. There's not a reason to do that. The body, it can take care of it itself, or it's just there and it's not anything significant. So this is where you've got to make up your own mind. Just know that they're going to try to hit it. This is what they know. Surgeons know surgery. Oncologists know chemotherapy and radiation. That's what they've studied. That's what they know. So that's what they're going to tell you. This is what you have to do. So that's why, okay, I'm getting your information. I'm gonna get all these different perspectives. And then you weigh it out. I mean, if it's something that you feel is really a danger to your life, okay, then, as far as like the situation, and I need to hit it heavily, well, then you're making that decision. But I'm
Yeah.
going to tell you, they will hit stuff. That's just, I don't know if it's in their protocol. I don't know what it is, but it's like you have a 1,000,000% possibility that this could happen. So we need to hit it with stuff so that it'll never be. And it's like, no, I'm sorry, no. Just.
Something encouraging that we experienced when we were at the channel panel was medical people coming up and talking to us at our booth about how they're opening up into alternate ways of healing. And they were talking to Julia about her book and about QHHT and stuff like that. So we are experiencing this shift. We were so excited. More than one, what did we have? Two or three
Absolutely.
doctors that were approaching and talking to us about, just opening up to other possibilities. So it is encouraging that this is shifting, you guys. But yeah, take your number one priority, take care of yourself, nurture yourself, and do what feels right for you. There's no easy answer to that question. There just isn't, because this is going to be a personal journey for you. But can we send
But
you
the
love?
whole,
We want to
go
send
ahead.
you love for it,
Absolutely. And I was going, yeah, it's similar to that. It's like the whole thing, it's like, what is this about? Many times, many times, cancer diagnoses are about taking care of yourself. It's getting back to loving yourself. It's letting go of any anger that you had. It's really being kind to yourself and loving you. So go there. And know that your body knows what's right for it and trust it and love it. And you'll be great. You are great.
One of the things I think that we learn in the work that we do too is don't reject a part of yourself. Like Julia was saying, talk to the symptom, talk
Yeah,
to the
embrace it.
body, embrace it. Why are you here? What's the message? What do you
Yeah,
want me
what do
to
you?
know? Don't push that part away. It's trying to tell you something. Okay, so listen to it.
Yeah, and that's a great tendency is to shun it. It's like, oh my gosh, you're betraying me kind of thing. It's like, how can you do this? I don't know what to do with you. But if you just know every single thing is trying to teach you something. And remember, we just said every experience is, we're learning something. So what are you learning from this? Go from those directions. And you're getting what you need from it, and these diagnoses, I know they're scary, but if you know what causes the whole thing in the first place, like cancer is suppressed anger. So if you can let that anger go and you can love yourself and you do these other things, it's like, this is what I'm learning from you, then you don't have to worry about it coming back because you are not creating the situation that creates it anymore. It's not there anymore. See, that's what we learn from these things. Embrace it.
Very good. That was a good question, because
Very good. Thank
I'm
you.
sure that there was more people out there that benefited from hearing that and having that conversation. Very good. All right. Shall we go to the beloved Tiffany in the sky with her infinite wisdom
Yes.
and her
Her infinite. Quest,
yes.
mastery quest.
Master of the universal questions.
So this question is, when's the next QHHT event? Will be Memorial Day weekend next year. So I think it's like the 23rd to the 27th, somewhere in there of May.
Want to say it's
Am I wrong?
to the 26th. I'm going to
It
look
could
it up.
be. I mean, it's in that area, and we've actually extended it a day. We don't have it. We're like, this close to having the venue locked in, and then we'll be able to announce it. But
Does it
it's
start on a Thursday?
yeah.
Okay, so Thursday the 21st,
Oh, okay.
and then the Memorial Day is the 25th. So, or is that right?
Okay.
Yeah,
Oh,
so
I
this
don't
is 21st
20.
to
I don't know. Yeah, it'd be the
25th-ish,
Monday. Yeah.
ballpark.
Okay. So anyway, it's
Okay.
going over that weekend, and so mark your calendars for that. Just go ahead and mark that off, and we will have the location very soon. It is in the United States, so that gives you a ballpark. But we are really, really
Help
close to
you
announcing.
start to plan by blocking it off.
Okay.
Where are we at with time? Okay. So, I mean, we've had lots of questions about some really, again, we were talking about how some things can be heavy, and some of these questions have been examples of that. Like, these can be some heavy things going on, but just the way you guys are asking these questions, I have to say, you guys are doing a great job, because we have you looking, seeking for answers that are bigger, better than just being reactive. And I'm sure there was moments of reaction, but moving through those moments, give honor this fact that maybe you want to have a reaction to that. Maybe that just ripped the rug out from under you, and you need to respond to that emotionally. Give yourself permission to do those things. Give yourself the
Yeah,
space
feel those emotions.
to feel the emotions. And then when you do that, that starts to open the doors for the solutions to start coming in and being
Absolutely.
there for us all, And I think that's one of the things that I noticed this year that has been coming in for me, is how am I responding to what's happening? Am I becoming reactive to it, or am I? And if I am, I give myself permission to do that. I'm having a reaction to that information or that event or whatever is going on. Yeah, I might have a moment. I might have a moment where the pillow's up at the face and
And then you go, okay, so let's look at this.
yeah. So then it's like, okay, why did I have that reaction? Where is that coming from? We go through our processes, right? And then it starts to open up all these other doors, and it's like the possibilities start opening up. And I mean, stuff that's going on right now, I was just talking to Julia and Tiffany about it, and it's like, well, I went through this process where, I got information that brought up a lot of stuff for me. But then I was able to process all that stuff, and then when I processed all the stuff, then I found out the information was accurate. So it's like, but now
You don't care.
I don't care, because I cleared the closet. It's like, oh, all right, well, it's going to be what it'll be then. So I encourage you guys, when the stuff is coming up, have the reactions, get into the emotions. What does that mean to you? What is it bringing up for you? And be in it, and like I said, maybe it took me a little over a day, about a day and a half, from getting information to just really moving through that and going, you know what? Okay, I just really, this is triggering me with this thing and this thing that happened years ago and that thing. It's time for me to just let that go. I'm going to give myself permission to just, it's
And
okay.
how, okay, this, I like that. And how do you let go? Like, do you get to places like, does it really matter? I just came in as like, does it really matter? That's a way to maybe let go.
Sometimes it's
Just
like,
like,
yeah,
what?
it's like, oh, just having the aha moment of where that came from, and having an adult perspective over a child perspective. Or in
Child
this
reactionary,
case, I was probably in my 30s, and having a perspective from my 50s, and all the years in between there of understanding and looking at it again and going, maybe that wouldn't have been worked, if that had happened for me back then, maybe that wouldn't have worked out. You get dreamy. We get dreamy in our heads, like,
Sure, we
oh,
do.
it's going to be this magical thing. And maybe it wouldn't have been. And maybe, I already know I'm on the highest timeline. So whatever is going on and whatever's coming into my life is going to be in the highest timeline. So I think I just kind of talked myself through those things, but I supported that version of me that wanted it to be different, and I accepted that I wanted it to be different, and then I released wanting it to be different. So then I think it
Well,
just kind of like, okay, now all of that angst went away, and then as soon as that happened, then it's like, oh yeah, that information wasn't accurate, that it didn't happen that way. It's like, oh okay, but thinking it did help me to surface these things and move through it. And it, instead of being upset to find out that I got misinformation, I was kind of laughing about it. So, because I saw what it
That's
did.
right. Well, of course it is.
Yeah. And maybe had I not worked through it, I would have been on the timeline where it was still the correct information.
True.
But because I did that journey, maybe I put myself on a timeline where the information changed. So, I think there's just so much interdimensional thing. You know, we know there's timelines and we know that we are moving through them. And when we're responding to things a certain way, it's vibrationally putting us in alignment with one of these timelines. So, and none of them, no judgment on any of the
No,
timelines, but
No,
we
we are where we are.
definitely
It's
prefer
your
the one
intention.
that
You keep
feels
saying, I'm on the
lightest.
highest timeline. That's your intention, and that's where you're
Yeah.
putting yourself. But I found something very comforting in that. When you said that, it was like, it's like when you say that to yourself, and I feel like that's a good reminder, because we get into these points, it's like it gets scary, and I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm like, but when we remind ourselves, hey, I'm on the highest one. These are all have you can there's different ways you can say that. It's like, I know everything's fine. I know it's this. So it's like that's a calming thing that we can do for ourselves. It's just reminding us that everything's okay. Because at those moments, it doesn't feel like it. It feels like we're out here all alone and there's no bottom, there's no top. There's like, I don't know what's happening, and I could just fall into oblivion and fill in all the rest, you know. But it's like just reminding, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Man, feeling chill right now.
Yeah, and so I think, and I'm picking that up. I don't know who's going through that. I just feel like that's, and I feel like that's why you were saying it too. We all have these times. I want you to know you are not alone at all. We all have these experiences, these all these moments where we feel lost. We feel like it's gonna fall. What am I going to do? But we have friends, we have different ways of working ourselves through it. And but the biggest thing is just comforting yourself, because you are never alone. Oh, that came in really strong. You
And
think
you
you're
were saying
alone.
that
You're
earlier
not
too. You're not
alone.
alone.
You're not alone. You're never alone. Yeah. You have a big fluffy bed cushion that's always there supporting you to help.
Like that, the big fluffy
Yeah.
cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost looks like a cloud. It's so fluffy.
That I love that. I'm over here, I'm glancing and I'm seeing some of you guys' comments. I just want to remind you of, and if you have questions, just pop them on there with Tiffany in capital letters so that she knows that you're asking a question. She'll read it to us and just let us know what would you like us to tap into.
I have
So,
a question.
oh.
Okay. Is there any significance to the date?
12/12.
It was so funny on the show this morning. Someone had to say something about it, and then I looked down. I hadn't even noticed. I'm like, oh my gosh, it is a 12.
I did a whole workshop around it. So I took
Well,
advantage
there
of the 12/12 portal. I feel like just like with 8/8 and 11/11, they become these gateways because we are giving that energy to it.
It's the intention that we have, exactly. We give it the energy.
I believe so, yeah. I think that would be accurate. But it was, it's magical in the sense that it's like, okay, let's think about this. We're wrapping up the year, right? We're on 12/12. One, I'm just like, what? How is Christmas that close
Oh,
already?
I know.
Nobody's getting a gift. Just know that. I've just been busy doing other things. I'm sorry. But for me, it was kind of like, oh, how do what would be a beautiful way to put a bow on this year and set great intentions for next year? And I think that's a great way to think of today. If you wanted to just sit there and you are in a gateway of manifestation. We're getting close to the solstice, and that's another gateway or energy, that time changes to be what's the longest? Is it the longest day? No,
The
pardon me,
21st is
the
the shortest day.
shortest
The
day.
shortest day, yeah.
It's the shortest day. Sorry, I don't know where my head went. I was on the other
It was
side
in
of
summer.
California.
Oh, it was in Australia.
I want to be in Australia right now. But anyways, yeah, so all this it can be as magical as you want it to be. This is something that maybe would be good for us to talk about. And it's It seems like, we do have this conversation a lot, but I think it's always good to remind people we are creating what we believe.
Yes.
And, I've had people be making comments lately and stuff of, well, how can this be true when all of this is going on? And I'm literally not experiencing any of the things that are going on. And I
Exactly.
have to ask, when someone's writing that, they're not even referring to their own life. They're referring to something that they saw on
Yeah,
news,
it has nothing
television,
to do with them.
something has nothing to do with them. And they're like, how can I experience that when these things are going on? And I said, are these things going on for you personally? Is that what's happening? We have to remember everyone chose their life. What you see going on was a something they put in their map. They put it there for an experience, for whatever they're doing, balancing karma, whatever it is. It doesn't mean that we don't care, but I find that what happens is, we go into that empathy, we go into the sympathy, whatever it might be, and then we
Or the
take
fix
on,
it.
our fix it mode, and we take on stuff that isn't even ours to carry. And now we got all this other stuff, and it's distracting us from doing our own thing. So turn that off. Let them have their journey. That's what they're on. I know it sucks sometimes, and maybe it feels like a head in the sand or whatever, but we have to remember that they chose that life. They're having that journey. You chose this one. What's your journey? Now,
Well,
if
and what
your
were you
journey
doing
is,
before you started waking up and figuring it out? You were probably doing the very same thing. And this is maybe their path to getting to a similar state. We do these things for ourselves to get us where we want to go.
Well,
Totally.
and one of the things that I was looking at with that, because somebody was like, well, what about all these people that are still asleep? And we've talked about this too. It's like, how do you know they're asleep? You're
Exactly.
not their judge and jury. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know
Nope.
that they're playing a role for you so that you can see you're going into judgment or you're going into fear. Maybe they're showing you something and they're playing that role for you. You don't know what their path is. And I mean, it could be somebody you're married to. It could be a child. It could be a sibling. It could be a parent.
Yeah,
And you're
none of
like,
us
but they're
know on this
asleep.
plane, on this
And we
physical
don't know
plane,
that they're asleep.
we have no idea on this plane.
We don't, because they could be playing a
We just
role.
look like we're waking up, but who
We're
knows? Yeah.
probably the ones asleep. Oh, no. But that it's such a powerful lesson to get out of our egos and think that we know better about what's going on with somebody else's life than they do, and that we know the route that they need to be taking. And let that go. Focus on you.
Yeah,
And
do
here's the
you.
thing.
Just
Here's the
do
thing that rubs people the wrong way.
you.
Whatever you are seeing in other people is nothing to do about them and everything to do about you. So keep that in mind too. Start finding the things you like about other people. It will help you fall in love with your own life. But it's never about them. You're projecting things onto them. We all do it. I do it.
Every one of us do
We all do it.
it.
So when we can become aware that we're doing it and catch ourselves in it, that's when we can start to heal that part that's scared or afraid or judging something, whatever we want to call it. So
Absolutely. During all that, I was being reminded back on we were talking about the 12-12 and all that stuff, and it was reminding me that I saw on a post or somewhere that 2025 adds up to 9. So this was a year of finishing things,
wrap it
completing
up.
things, and that could explain a lot of, because when we finish something, we're done, right? And that can be a lot of that letting go, and but it can be some of that energy that we're feeling, or the completeness. I don't know. There's variations of feeling that. But then, if that's the case, then 26 would be new
New
beginnings,
beginning.
right? So
Absolutely. I think
if you're feeling like, I mean, if some things are coming to a close, that can be what that, I mean, we have a lot of that. It's time to, we're doing that for ourselves. And now it's like you said, in the very beginning, we're cleaning things out so we can bring new things in. Boom. And we
Boom.
have the years to Show it. And we're right at the end of this one.
Yeah, it's a good time to wrap it up and put the little bow on it. Yeah, you guys have got so many resources, and some of you I know personally. I know that you're doing a lot of hard work. We talked about that today in the 12-12 portal journey. Is that, pat yourself on the back. You've worked hard to get where you're at, and you've had to overcome a lot of things. If you're a light worker, there's a really good chance you chose a pretty intense life, and you did that on purpose so that you could help reset the grids, reset the programs and the codes so that we could all heal. And you're doing ancestral work, you're resetting these integrated collective consciousness so that the next person that needs to know how to heal this, oh, here's the code for that, and it's there. And then that everyone that uses that code, it amplifies the code. It's the ripple in the pond. And so everything you've done, it was not for nothing. You have been working hard towards ascension all along. Good job.
Very good. Well said. Very nice.
All right. Now,
So.
words of wisdom from you. What do we have? Maybe we should put Tiffany on the spot. Tiffany, words of wisdom from you.
Words of wisdom. Have
Really got to make
fun.
this a song. Did you say have fun?
Have fun, enjoy yourself, do what you love.
Yay, good words
Yeah,
of wisdom.
nice.
All right, let's
Nice.
talk about what having fun does to the energy.
Yes, and that's what a lot of people is like, what am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be doing? And we say you're just supposed to be. And that like, but no, but I want to do something. I want to do these things. And that's where it's just do what brings you joy. Do what brings you, do your bliss. Do it because when you do that, I mean, let's just look at this. Okay, I'm in a job that I hate and I've got to go there and I do this, whatever it is, everything I do, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Oh,
Oh,
every
what
time.
about that person that you have to sit next to while you're working and their annoying habits and all the things, right?
Yeah. So what do you feel that energy? I mean, what does that feel like? Okay, now you are doing something that you love, and there is no time because you're totally engrossed in it. And you just can't wait to get to it. And it's so fun when you do these things, and it doesn't matter how it comes out. It doesn't matter. It's just, I just want to do it, whatever it is. It's just, I can't wait to get up in the morning and do it. And I could do it all the time. If I only had enough energy, I could just keep on doing it, keep on doing it. Do you see the difference in the energy? That's what it does. That's why it's not about what you do. It's about what, it's about being, and then do what brings you the bliss because that allows your being to expand and do what you're here to do. Does that make any sense?
I mean, you know me, I like to give examples. So, I mean, this one's a silly example, but the other day, so I put the YouTube videos out, and they do the commercials, and I make it so the commercials don't happen in the videos. But the other day, so I don't get paid much to do these. It's like some people on YouTube, they make bank. I am
Yeah.
not that person. I do not get
Me
that.
neither. I don't even do anything with commercials.
And yeah. Well, if you, I mean, it's like really pennies, pennies, and but they don't pay you out until you reach $100, right? And then they'll pay it out. And the other day I looked at it and it was like $108. It says you've reached your, I'm sorry, I'm laughing because it took me so long to get there. You've reached your payout amount. And I was like, oh, that's fun. I got paid for doing something that I would do for free.
There you
And
go.
then I realized what I said, and I was like, oh, so this is kind of what you're talking about. Like, I enjoy doing the videos and the community it builds and all the things that come from that and the conversations we have and hearing people share their little pieces that they do in there. And here I am going, oh, look, I just got paid for doing something I would have done for free, or that I was doing for free. But gosh, I don't even know how long it took me to build that up to that. But I sit there and think, how do people make a living on that? It's like, but
They know something that
they
we
don't
do
have
not
the same
know.
following they have either. But yeah. So, anyways, But that would be an example of I would have done that either way. And how cool is it that I did get a little bit of compensation for it? But it was and right at Christmas time. How cool is that?
Very nice.
So yeah. Anyways,
Pleasant surprise. It's your
you
gift.
guys, even if you are doing a job that you feel like what Julia was demonstrating there, it's like one thing, if you feel like, well, I can't leave the job because I got to pay the bills, I got to, we got to eat, blah, blah, blah. Find something,
Yes.
anything you can put on your calendar that you enjoy and do it on your day off. And I know your day off, you're wiped out because you just did this job all week. Trust me, if you go out and you do the thing that lights you up, it's going to give you the energy to get through the next week, and it's going to start shifting your energy. And before you know it, somebody's going to offer you a different job.
Yeah. And seeing
So,
that you'll shift your perspective on it. Now you're doing the job to allow it gives you the ability to do this other thing rather than it's just a dead end job and I'm not doing anything. It's just, it's a means to an end. It's paying the bills, blah, 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 blah. Now it's like, oh, because I do this, so I can do this because of this. And then now it
it
has a
shifts
good
it.
purpose.
Yeah. All right. Trust us on that. We're going to get kicked off of here. So
Yep.
we're going
So
to say
real quick,
sacrifice.
whatever, where can they find you, Tracy? If anybody wants assessment.
TracyMahan.com or QHHTOfficial.com under Find a Practitioner. I'm in Portland, Oregon, or just outside of Portland, Oregon. How do people find out more about practitioners or becoming one?
Yeah, go to QHHTOfficial.com and you can get everything on our courses. We have a bunch of companion courses out right now, and we're going to keep increasing. So please look at that. And then there's probably something in your vicinities, and they're all over the world. So highly encourage that for any practitioners. And then our retreats, when we are announcing it, they will definitely be on there. So we have all the information.
And really quick, Soul Speak, how do they find it?
Yeah, hey, you know what? I have a new site, soulspeakofficial.com. Go check it out and it'll keep expanding. It's not this is the first official announcement about it. So we're
Yay.
yeah, it's I'm shifting everything. See, shift.
All right, so we're shifting. A new year, new beginnings. All right,
Yes.
you guys, I think we will see you next week, I
I
think.
think so.
Okay.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Bye, everybody. Thank you, Tiffany.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Love you.